Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a great musical celebration tonight. One of the things that you notice about the Christmas story after you hear it, some year after year after year, others may be hearing it for the first time, or sometimes we hear it and it's like we're hearing it for the first time. Things sort of jump out at you. As we read through, one of the things we notice about Jesus, the child being born in Bethlehem, is that he goes by many names. In Scripture, as we read the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, we hear him called the Son of God, the Son of the Most High. He's called Holy. He's called by the Magi, the new King of the Jews. We hear him called Emmanuel, God with us. We hear him called Jesus, for he will save his people from our sins. We also hear him called Savior. Now, Savior is one of those words that's fully loaded. It comes with a lot of freight behind it. I don't know if you've run into words like that, that when somebody uses them, you know that they mean more than what you think that they mean. They have a word for something and you have to go, I wonder what you mean by that. Because that word carries a lot of freight. There's a lot behind it. The word Savior goes back a long way, way before Jesus. Throughout the Old Testament, we hear people called saviors. Usually they were the judges or those that were sent to rule over Israel, the nation, or maybe it was leaders or generals in the army that rescued their people out of different situations or won great battles. They were called saviors with a small s. In writing, if any of you do calligraphy, and I know Pastor Shane here does calligraphy, in writing, the small letters are called minuscules, and the large letters, which we call capitals, are called majuscules, or majuscules, if you put that U sound to it, majuscules. So if you think of the large letters as majestic, and the small letters as mini, not majestic. Throughout the Old Testament, a lot of saviors, minuscule, show up. But none but God uses the majuscule Savior. Now that should say something to us because there are a lot of people who would like to claim a large S, a Savior. There are many who have savior complexes. Have you ever heard of that before? Somebody who has a savior complex who thinks they are the ones who are going to fix everything. We hear that no matter what your political bent is. We hear that every election year that somebody's going to come and fix everything. They are going to be the savior of all of the things that are wrong. Well, small s, savior, maybe to some extent, but certainly not majuscule Savior. Only one gets that. And in the Old Testament, we see that it's God himself. I will be their Savior, large capital majuscule S, Savior. I will be their Redeemer. I will be the one to deliver them. I will be the one to do these things. And it is only God who gets that large, majuscule S. When the angels show up to the shepherds and they make that wonderful announcement that we know so well from Charlie Brown Christmas, read by Linus on stage, lights, please. And he reads that, or recites Luke chapter 2. When the angels appear, we bring you tidings of great news that will be of great joy for all people. For unto you, as Linus says, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Capital S. Now wait a minute. This is a baby being born in Bethlehem. A child being born in Bethlehem, how does he rate the majuscule S? Only one rates the majuscule S. What does that say about this one born in Bethlehem? not a small, minuscule Savior. Even though he came in a small, minuscule package as a baby, he was the large, majuscule S Savior, the one who is going to deliver his people not from the normal, if you want to call it that, routine bondage and oppression that people are under, but from a bondage and oppression that no other Savior could deliver them from. The name Jesus given to him says he will save his people from their sin, not from their oppressors, those Romans or those Herodians or those other people who occupy these areas, not from them, but from their sin. Only one can deliver people from their sin, and that is the large, majuscule S Savior, Jesus. He was the only one who could do it. That's why his whole ministry as Savior looked so different than any of the other small s, minuscule s Saviors that had come along. They had all come along with great military victories. They had come along with great overthrows of oppressors. They had come along with great and mighty feats of strength and power. And Jesus comes along not like that. You would expect the large, majuscule S Savior to come and be mightier than all. But he chooses to come in the minuscule baby Jesus. He will deliver his people. He will save his people from their sin. We all long for somebody to get us out of this mess. Mess being relative. We all are in different messes. We all long for something to just fix it all and make it all right and make everybody love one another and just do it. Just make it, fix it, make it better. And all of these little S Saviors come along. They promise great things, but they can't deliver. And even the little S Savior called self, that's a little S Savior, self, because we think we can fix it ourselves, right? If I just do this, if I just say this, if I just follow this path, if I just check the right boxes, everything will be fine. If I just maintain the peace, maybe they won't fight anymore. If I just put the bottle down this one time, maybe that will be the last. If I just do this one thing, we know that that doesn't work. The small s Savior of self can't deliver. We can't overcome those things that drive us nuts, that we wish we didn't do, but we still do. The things that we wish we didn't say, but we still said. The things and the places we wish we hadn't gone, but we still went. We wish we could be saved from all of that. And we try hard. We try really hard. And sometimes we try over and over and over and over, and maybe one more over again. We're still stuck. See, sin has that way. It's kind of like, I'll use a crass analogy, sand in your bathing suit. That's a minuscule S sand, sin in your, it's that irritant that you just can't seem to get rid of. You thought you got it all washed off, but then, no, still there. That's sin. It sticks around, and sometimes you think it's gone away, but then it comes back again. There's only one that can save us from that, and that's the majuscule S Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Messiah, the Holy One, the Son of the Most High. That's Jesus. Now, when Jesus saves us, I'll say this, when Jesus saves us, it's not as though now everything is perfect. Life has no troubles. For those who have been baptized and who live in faith and you think, yes, Jesus lives in me, I carry him with him, carry him with me wherever I go, life still is not easy. Life still doesn't always go the way that we had hoped it would. And that's the struggle with a lot of people trying to figure out who this Jesus is, because he's a savior, but boy, we're still kind of in a lot of a mess. On the cross, Jesus died for us. As savior, he took all of the sin of the whole world, of all time, of all places, yours, mine, and every other human being that has ever existed on this planet, and he went to the cross. And it's there that he saved us from our sin. He saved us from the wrath that God would normally have poured out on sin. We don't receive that. Now, that doesn't mean sin doesn't still irritate, that sin doesn't still bother, that things in this world are now perfect, they're still broken, because as we gather on Christmas, yes, we commemorate this birth of Jesus, the capital S Savior born in Bethlehem, but we also await. We await that Savior again. Because when he ascended into heaven, he told his disciples, I'm coming back, I will return, and then this whole mess of this world will be fixed, perfect, without flaw. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears, none of that. But that's not going to happen until Jesus returns. So in the meantime, we live knowing that we have been saved by Jesus, the capital S Savior. Knowing that he lives in us and is with us wherever we go. The Holy One, God of the Most High, Son of God, Son of Man, this is Jesus. This is why we're here. This is what we know. This is what we celebrate. This birth of this amazing, capital S, majuscule, majestic Savior born in the minuscule package of an infant. Amen. Now may the peace of that Savior, the peace of knowing that we are saved in Christ, may that peace guide us and lead us and keep us in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.